loved with a wise love. Romans chapter 11, verse 33, New King James Version. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Psalm 139, verses 5 and 6, New King James Version. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Psalm 138, verse 8, New King James Version. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. God's omniscience governs his omnipotence. Infinite knowledge rules infinite strength. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength. See Job 9, verse 4. With him is wisdom and strength. See Job 12, verse 13. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. See Job 36, verse 5. His power is not capricious or careless. Quite the contrary. His wisdom manages and equals his strength. Paul announced, "All the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out." See Romans chapter 11, verse 33. His knowledge about you is as complete as his knowledge about the universe. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them. See Psalm 139, verse 4 and verse 16. The veils that block your vision and mine do not block God's. Unspoken words are as if uttered. Unrevealed thoughts are as if proclaimed. Unoccurred moments are as if they were history. He knows the future, the past, the hidden, and the untold. Nothing is concealed from God. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-present. Heavenly Father, your mighty wisdom is mind-boggling. Your knowledge is complete. Nothing stumps you or perplexes you. Your wisdom is ruled by your infinite strength. You know everything about the past and the future. Nothing is hidden from you. Your mighty strength and wisdom are a firm foundation for all who believe in you. We can rely on you as our faithful Father to guide us, to teach us, to help us. Amen. These are all the words of Pastor Max Lucado. Do you personally know, beyond any doubt or question whatsoever, just how great our God really is? Do you realize just how much He knows about you and everything that happens to you? Are you aware that God is in total control of your life if you will simply be obedient to His instructions and laws? He is your creator. He knitted you fearfully and wonderfully together in your mother's womb. He numbered the very hairs of your head, and he assigned and numbered the very days your life would be lived out on this earth, even before you were born. Because he has done all of these good things in advance for you, do you think you can trust God to govern and control your life? I certainly do hope so. God further goes on to say in his word that He has laid out a complete plan for our lives, and that we are to follow it. He boldly tells us that we should follow His plan. If we do so, His word tells us that we will grow and prosper. We are to love and serve our fellow man. In so doing, we will then bring glory and honor back to God Himself. In other words, if we are obedient to His instructions, we will be greatly blessed and our ways will be made prosperous. Those promises alone should be enough to motivate you to want to be obedient to God and His laws. All of this is discussed in the Holy Bible in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 4 through 10, New King James Version, where it reads, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His likeness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." You see, blessed friends, the plan for your life is already in place if you are smart enough to be obedient to God and His laws. The blessings promised are there for the taking and receiving if you are saved by and through Jesus Christ's shed blood on Calvary's cross. All that is required of you is that you remain obedient to God's guidance and faithful to following His word. Now that condition for happiness is totally up to you. You must choose to either follow God and His ways, or you try to live your life according to your own foolish decisions and choices. The blessings or the curses await you. They are dependent upon the choices you make. Remember, as I have said before, it is your own mind and you are in total control of your own thoughts. Follow God's directions and your choices are always good and greatly beneficial. Rebel against God through disobedience to His instructed ways, and you will pay a dreadful price and suffer great miseries. It is truly up to you. I beg of you, please don't mess up the beautiful plans and blessings God has in store for you. Be obedient and be good. Follow God and do not sin. It will be greatly worth it. Remember, God is the manufacturer. He puts you together. He knows everything about you and how it is to operate. The closer you grow and stay to God and His laws, the greater will be your happiness and success. Read and feed on the Word of God. Ponder the meaning of every word or verse that you read. Associate with other Bible-believing Christian friends and associates. Talk about what you are reading. Meditate on what the Scripture is speaking to you as you read it. Remember, Christ has come so you may have life and have it more abundantly. Pray to your Creator every day. Talk to Him openly and unabashedly. Share with Him your concerns and desires of your heart. Don't demand anything, but only request that which you want Him to do for you. Share your knowledge and truth that you are learning from your Christian growth. Be humble. Share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who want to know more about it. Work hard and be a good example for other people to see. Let your light shine. Your goal is to become more and more like Jesus Christ Himself. Everyone who sees and watches you live your life should see more and more Christ-likeness shining through your words and actions. God loves you. Never forget that. No matter what you have done in your past, no matter what you have said or how you have acted, if you are saved, you are forgiven. Don't drag forgiven baggage along with you. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life. You can always start over. Our God is a God of new beginnings. Remember, as a Christian believer, you are forgiven. Your slate has been wiped clean. Your confessed sins have also been completely forgotten by your Creator. All you need to do is repent of your sins. Stop performing them and change the ways you are living your life. You know you can do that. Change your associations away from the bad influences and towards the good and proper influences. Find a good Bible-believing, preaching, and teaching church. The person you will become depends upon the books you read and the people with whom you associate. Totally depend upon God to lead you through the maze of life. He likes it when you live depending upon Him to meet and fill your daily needs. God's greatest blessings to all of you.